Sure, that gives patients an easy-to-understand plan for tracking any new medicines they received in the hospital.
For more on aftercare tools for patients, visit the Director's Corner at ahrq.gov. Healthcare 411 is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov.
The House of Swing knows many voices, and we'll hear four very different ones. Karen Allison, Sasha Vasandani, Jennifer Sannin, and Carla Cook. In the crisp elegance of Rose Hall, I'm Wendell Pierce. Hear it with me on the next Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Well, I told you, pretty baby, since you're
Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Otto Bruno inviting you to join me on Sinatra & Company at our new time on Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock. That means 3.5 hours of Sinatra, Basie, Darren, and more every Sunday on Jazz 90.1. So, as Frank would say, from this moment on, it's the Festa from 12 noon until 2 p.m., followed by Sinatra and Company from 2 until 3:30 p.m., right here on your station for great music, Jazz 90.1 in Rochester, New York.
This is Joelle Van Buren, morning host for Jazz 90.1. Our spring membership campaign has begun with many great thank you gifts, including jazz CDs, DVDs, Jazz 90.1 clothing, and our new enhanced member card with discounts to dozens of restaurants and businesses in the Rochester area and beyond. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you are choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 23rd of March, Anno Domini 2013. And you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. It's Soundbites. And okay, I got it. Thanks. Dave, you got to give me just 1 minute, just one extra minute is all I need.
Sorry, I wish I could.
That's all I need.
We'll have to work with Rob on that because, see, I'm kind of held to these constraints that, you know, the top of the hour.
You get this thing. 1 minute. That's all I need.
But that's the whole trouble. I don't have that 1 minute because up at the top of the hour, that's got to play and...
There it is. It's we're now broadcasting. 1 minute would have done it for me. I can't start it any earlier.
Well,
unfortunately, I can't.
Well, that 1 minute. Oh well. You know, I mean, such is life.
Yeah, it sucks to me, I guess. Anyway, we're online. I'm going to start with the news, and then I have a...
No, I'd first go with the
other... You think so?
Go with the other bigger announcement first.
Yeah. You may have noticed that the Soundbites website is down. Well, yes. Yes, it is. And so is Ask Nick, and so is Nick F. And the reason is that the server died. This is what I get for being a nice guy. For years, I have put all my sites with CLSS Enterprises, and they've been magnificent, just completely magnificent. Then a bunch of guys asking me, can you help us out? Can you join us? We're putting up us, blah, blah, blah. I said, sure. So I moved it over, and now that server is dead, and it's sort of okay. I've been thinking for a while now that it's really time to move Soundbites into the 21st century. The
something you've been procrastinating because, really, life got in the way, maybe?
Life got in the way, and I admit that. But now it's time to get life out of the way and move the site over. I want to make something that's much more a real social website, something like with Zoop, X-O-O-P, or Elg, or E-L-G-G, or one of those. And so I've been looking at those and trying to figure out which would be the best way to do. And I guess we'll find out. I mean, we'll figure it out one way or the other, and it'll have to happen sooner now. But there is no website at the moment. The site is still down, although they are it's forsaking, actually. It's a thing that it's a Linux thing that checks all the hard drives and tries to fix them if they're broken.
Jerry gave of CLS gave a wonderful presentation at Apple Cider last week. Even including the fact that he left his computer at a customer site an hour and a half away. So we were joking about the last time you gave a presentation at Cider. It's on your Google Drive. It's on a flash drive. It's on your computer. It's on this. It's on that. You'll be able to get at least one copy somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. Except now I don't have my computer. Yeah. Right, right, right.
But it was a great meeting on the state of the internet and privacy issues we're having and things like that. Really, really nice.
Nice, good, very, very good. At any rate, we don't have that, and I apologize. But I can still read the news. And I don't know what's going to come back and what's not going to come back. There's a whole other issue with the guy who was doing backups, but I won't go there right now. All right. Federal regulators are investigating Microsoft for allegedly bribing foreign governments for favor in software contracts. Lawyers from the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are examining kickback allegations made by former Microsoft representative in China, as well as the company's relationship with certain resellers and consultants in Romania and Italy. An anonymous tipster alleges that Microsoft's China division instructed him to offer kickbacks in exchange for signing off on software contracts. To further complicate the allegations, the tipster was also involved in a labor dispute with the software giant. The tipster's contract with Microsoft ended in 2008. Like every large company with operations around the world, we sometimes receive allegations about potential misconduct by employees or business partners, John Frank, Microsoft President and Deputy General Counsel, said, "We cooperate fully in any government inquiries." The probe is also investigating bribery practices in Italy related to consultants of Microsoft's customer loyalty program. The big thing here is, look, Microsoft is pretty diligent about investigating corruption, but it has offices in over 100 companies and roughly 640,000 partner businesses, not even people who work for them directly, partner businesses around the globe. The claims against Microsoft should for now be taken with a healthy dose of skepticism, since many companies are investigated for bribery but never pursued by the U.S. government. So that's a big deal. But our question to you, of course, is how do you feel about that? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
I'm sure in some countries a contribution to the official in charge is required.
Yeah, it's a.
And other countries, let me turn the camera off of you while you do that.
Yeah, I'm just taking my clothes off.
So in some countries, what would be considered a bribe is the cost of doing business in other countries.
Right.
So you never know how that works.
All right. People have been invited to the hang-up, but nobody's there yet. That's okay. They'll get there when they get there.
Did you hit the YouTube button?
I did. I hit start broadcast, because now it says end broadcast. It's exactly the same button.
Yeah.
But it says start broadcast or end broadcast. It should be at least a different color.
Yeah, or on or off.
Or there should be a little broadcast light.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing Ustream does. At least it's red to stop the broadcast. It's green to start the broadcast.
See, it's red to stop and start the broadcast.
Yep.
And I know many, many, many thousands of Google employees listen to this show, so I'm sure that'll be fixed momentarily. Possibly in the middle of the... Yeah.
Huh? I caught that one. Huh?
Yeah, no, never mind.
What have you been drinking?
Call sarcasm.
Yeah, but I know. But what have you been drinking?
I had come. I was at the public market this morning. I actually was there. Had a great time.
And somebody stole your phrase about Zero Dark 30 getting up for the public market.
That's a movie now.
I know.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Did you get a cut?
No,
wait a minute. No.
That phrase has been around a lot longer than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can remember that in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Because they'd sit there and say, when do we get up?
Oh, Dark 30.
Oh, Dark 30, yeah. And
you'd sit there and say, when's that? You'll find out.
That's usually when...
No lie. The DI would flip on the lights, and this trash can would come flying down the squad bay. Boom, 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 boom. And you'd see 80 idiots quick scrambling to get out of their bed and be standing in front of an attention in front of your bunk.
Yep.
And the the book it's based on is called No Easy Day, because that's a SEAL saying. There's no easy day but yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, to the phones. Before we go to the phones, let me just mention that we are in, I believe, our 15th week. No, excuse me, our second week of a pledge drive. We want to thank all of you pledged last week. It was wonderful that you did. We thank you so very, very much. In particular, a couple of pledges we got in the middle of the week. Particularly,
we only got
our friend,
to do $800 this week.
Is that what we're saying?
We're over halfway to our general goal.
If we can get 800, we can beat the book, guys.
All right. So there's your challenge. We are at the point now where we really need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Our first caller is Brian, and I think I know why he's calling. Welcome, Brian. What's up?
Oh, not much, guys. Hope you're all having fun this nice sunny day.
Oh, boy, it's Palm Sunday. How can you not be having fun? Or it will be tomorrow.
Well, let's have a parade.
Exactly.
Okay.
What's the best miracle about? Never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've used the Tango for years. It's always been nice to me. But I noticed a little while ago you added some new programs to enhance it. And so I downloaded those, but they... came along with it.
You're cutting out. See, I told you it was your phone.
Yeah, it is. It must be.
Yeah.
See if I turn my head this way and hold the radiator.
There you go.
So I got a bunch of programs I didn't want, especially one that interferes with my browser. I use Mozilla Firefox, and when I turn it on, it hijacks the whole thing. And Delta Search hijacks my homepage. And then I get this Radio 1.1 community toolbar and a Game Master 2.0 load, and I can't do anything until I abort it or do something.
Yeah.
I don't know where they came from, how to get rid of them.
What we're seeing is that a lot of the download sites that you download things from have basically made deals with these toolbar manufacturers or virus scanner manufacturers or something like that.
Yeah.
And so when you go to download AVG, for example, there's a little tiny checkbox that says install McAfee online scanner for free. And most people don't notice that because it's so small and we're not expecting to see it. And so that's typically how these things get snuck in. You're downloading something that you want, and somewhere along one of the boxes that you didn't notice, there was a install free trial of this or free download of that. And the community toolbars are actually getting really, really annoying now. They're popping up all the time. And you want to join this community and that community. And no, I just want the stupid program I wanted.
Right. Yeah. I go into my email at work or sign my email account at work, and this thing keeps coming up. Every time I open a new message from my email at work, it tries to reload these things again.
Yeah. What you should be able to do is that you're using Firefox, yeah?
Yep.
If you look at the View menu in Firefox, under that is Toolbars. And it should list those toolbars.
Menu bar, navigation, and bookmarks, game. Yeah, there they are. Okay.
Yep, and you should be able to either view or not view them. That doesn't get rid of them, but it shows them to you. From there, you should, well, it depends on what kind they are. You may find them in add-ons or extensions or plugins, but luckily you get to all those places from the same thing. If you go to the Tools menu and select add-ons, you get a choice of add-ons, extensions, appearance, plugins, and languages.
Yeah.
And you might find them in there, and you can disable them at least from there.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to uninstall them.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, they're in Add Remove Programs. And
that's the place to start.
You're usually not lucky.
Oh, okay.
But the bottom line is now becoming when you go to download something legitimately, even more than ever, read through every single screen that pops up, because most of those screens are now going to be offering you free this is and free that you probably don't want.
That's for sure. All right. I just couldn't figure out where it, because it points to this little tiny corner almost at the home pixel.
Yep.
So that's where we are. We're hiding over here.
Yep.
You click on it, of course, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, you should be able to at least disable, if not actually remove them from the places I just said.
Yeah.
And it's at least a place to start.
Right.
And that should do it, and then add remove programs to see if you can uninstall them entirely.
Okay. All right, we'll see what happens, and if it doesn't work, I'll throw it out the window.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Simple answer.
Very nice.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Have fun.
Yep.
Yeah, we are seeing that more and more, and it changes all the time. You know?
The big sites are doing it, too. We talked a couple of weeks ago about download.com and how they have traditionally been a very big site for downloading software, legitimate software, easily. But they got bought out, and now they keep adding in their own downloaders and their own toolbars that they've partnered with, so they get paid by the AV company to include this toolbar in whatever thing you're downloading.
Right.
So I've almost started switching back over to Tucows for their download site. They're actually in Canada, so they have slightly different rules about how things can get attached into online downloads. So that was interesting. But so some of these big sites are really annoying about how they download it. And one of the reasons is all the little sites, little may not be the right word, the companies that make this software you want to download, they don't want to have to pay for the huge bandwidth necessary to host thousands of downloads an hour or whatnot. So they'll submit their program to places like download.com and Major Geeks and places like that to let them handle the bandwidth, but then someone's got to pay for that, and so that's where these advertising things get stuck in.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and please don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air. Please call, please pledge. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by City Newspaper, presenting their annual manual, A Guide to Living in Rochester, on stands beginning March 27th. For more information, you may visit rochestercitynewspaper.com.
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
It takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
You just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable.
Now is the moment to stop Alzheimer's disease. Call Bright Focus at 855-345-6237.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 is a very rewarding experience. There are thank you gifts at most levels, and the membership card gets you discounts at local member card businesses. And on top of that, your net donation is tax deductible when you itemize deductions. Best of all, there's that rewarding feeling you get knowing that you've done something to ensure the future of the best music on the planet, the music of jazz on Jazz 90.1. For a complete list of member card businesses, visit www.jazz901.org.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve. When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
WBGT My 18 is a proud supporter of Jazz 90.1. We invite you and your family to watch our family programming Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. for Better TV, featuring health and wellness issues for women. Better TV, 10 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday on WBGT, My 18, a proud supporter of Jazz 90.1.
When you underwrite the programming of Jazz 90.1, you make your business known to people who enjoy jazz as much as you do. Your on-air message is short and tasteful, making it easy to remember, with basic information about your business, including how to reach you. Underwriting is economical, too. To find out more about underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
Jazz 90.1 weather.
Look for a mostly cloudy sky across Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes over the course of the day today. There'll be some pockets of lake snow early on and a few flurries as well. A brisk west-northwest wind will blow, the high temperature only into the mid-30s. Tonight brings patchy clouds and starlight, the low temperature into the middle and upper 20s. Any early clouds should give way to a considerable amount of sun later Sunday, the high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. With partly cloudy skies, it's 36 degrees out at the airport and 39 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Rob Linton. Join me this afternoon from 4:30 till 6 for Saturday Swing, only on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are
Take a breath.
We are Sound Bites, and I am slowly dying. So we'll let Joanne from Greece talk. Welcome, Joanne. What's your question?
Hi. It was exactly what the man before me talked about. I downloaded Flash Player, and then all these other things got on my desktop.
Flash Player is actually one of the main targets of the bad guys.
Okay.
And we have seen fake Flash Player updates that pop up. You go to a website and a fake update pops up and says you need this Flash Player, and you download a fake Flash Player. So when you want to download the new Flash Player, always go to adobe.com and download it yourself. Don't rely on any of these pop-up menus.
Okay.
But the same sort of thing can happen with all the extra toolbars coming in. So you need to go through your ad remove programs and find them and remove them. Do you know what the name of one of them is that came in? Does it have a name in it? Because we can try to figure out how to uninstall it there, too.
There was one, let's see. It's a My PC Backup, and it had it's an icon on my desktop, and it has a silver spool around it, and then there looks like a cloud inside it, but I already have the cloud. It might be...
Yeah, this is another cloud-based backup service that will back up your computer to the internet. And I'm looking for the uninstall. So the first place to go is in your control panels into add remove programs.
Yeah.
And try to uninstall that stuff that got installed.
So was that one a good one? It looked like it worked easy, but...
We're not familiar with it completely, but just by Googling around, it looks okay. You can usually tell... bad programs by the bad English and bad grammar on their websites, but this seems to be an okay program, but we don't know anything specific for it.
Okay. Then there was one, Wajam, W-A-J-A-M. It's some kind of an extension for Foxfire, it says.
It's a social searching engine.
Okay, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have, so if you can Google uninstall Wajam or remove Wajam, and basically the same thing with any of these extra programs,
yeah.
And you should get the instructions on how to uninstall them. But most of the legitimate programs will be in your add remove program to be
and
able to remove.
Revo would be not an unwise program to download and install because that makes taking that out a lot easier and thoroughly removes the items from your computer than just, you know, flipping a switch like most of them do when you go to add remove programs, and it still leaves the registry very big. Revo literally takes the whole program and the items out of the registry, thus keeping your machine a little bit slimmer and trimmer.
And that's at revouninstaller.com. So if you install that ahead of time, it makes it easier to remove other programs, but it can also go through and find programs to remove afterwards, too.
Can you spell it for me?
R-E-V-O.
Okay.
Uninstaller.com.
Uninstaller.com. Okay, you gave me last info.
Yeah, I highly recommend that one for everybody.
Okay.
I mean, it just does a lot better job of keeping your machine clean. Because what typically, you know, slows a lot of machines down is that registry getting bigger and bigger and bigger because you're adding and removing programs all the times and updates and everything else. Revo goes in and it not only gets rid of the programs but all the update folders and everything else.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Now, Revo does have a commercial program called Revo Uninstaller Pro, and that one you pay for. But the Revo Uninstaller without the Pro is free.
Free. And that does a great job.
Yep. It's a little tricky to find on their website, to find the free version.
Well,
they offer you the 30-day trial of the Pro version.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. You know, like all of them.
Yep. Well, everybody's got to make their money somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, back in the day, when we were doing computers and the FidoNet boards and everything else, shareware. I mean, that was the big thing. You know, shareware, you know, a lot of programs, myself included, wound up going by the wayside because you'd sit there and write a program. Everybody liked it and wanted, you know, to add this feature and that feature. But then when it came up time for them to pony up and, oh, maybe support you in some ways, you know, maybe even just $5-$10.
Right.
They all of a sudden disappeared into the woodwork. And, you know, it's like, well, then why keep writing this? You know, if... nobody's going to appreciate it. Yo, they love it and that. Well, back then, you were only asking $5-$10 just to be compensated.
And
the hours that you put into coding. I mean, back then, you could put in, you know, 2-3 days of coding, making sure all the menus work, all the features and everything else. And it was time-consuming. And then, nobody wanted to support you.
Well, and that's sort of what we've seen now with the app ecosystems on the iOS and on Android is that you pay the programmer $3, $4, $5, $10 directly for a program, instead of a commercial package for $100 that has to go to distribution and packaging and layout and design and all the other stuff. And so we've seen a general lowering of prices of most software in the app stores. And because they're so inexpensive, you may not mind buying five programs for $3 each to find one that does exactly what you want it to do, because you only spent $15 total getting it. So it's kind of nice. And we've been seeing that trend in the Mac app store as well, and probably in the new Windows app store with Windows 8, that in general prices have been coming down. And mostly as more independent software developers are making their own stuff for themselves instead of giant companies making expensive software.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be a huge future trend. I don't think, you know, with even Microsoft is doing it. They're not really talking right now about putting out the next version of Office, for example. Yeah. They're talking about Office Online.
An annual subscription.
It's an annual subscription. Yeah. But the point is part of the problem is there's still people who are using like Office 1840.
Right. It's a Microsoft problem that people aren't upgrading their offices.
That's exactly right.
So they want to have an annual subscription. You stop paying, it stops working.
That's exactly right. And one of the other problems, of course, is that they have so much competition. There's Google Drive, where you get what most people need, you know, not a problem, for free, and LibreOffice, which is free. So Microsoft's got to, you know, yes, if you do a lot of high-end stuff, you cannot beat Office. I get that. That's absolutely true. 99% of the people who use Office don't need Office.
Right. They use it because that's what they have at work and that's what they're familiar with.
That's exactly right.
And Microsoft actually raised the price of the standalone Office licenses for computers. It used to be $120 for the one-user license. They raised that to $140. Because they want to push everyone into the subscription, which is a pretty good deal. You get five licenses for your home use for $100 a year.
Right.
Which is a pretty good deal.
It is a pretty good deal.
You just have to keep paying it or it quits working.
Or your stuff goes away.
Right.
There's a problem.
Yep.
All right. Our next caller is, I believe this is Mendo from Rochester.
Yes, it is, Nick. How are you today?
Peachy, how are you?
Good. I know you from the market, you and your wife for 20 years.
That's what I like to hear, Mendo.
The reason I call, Nick, we have Skype on our laptop at home, and we've been using it for 2-3 years, and all of a sudden it just stopped working. We can't video call or anything.
Do you get an error message?
No, I don't get an error message. It just says that, you know, a thing comes on and it says, I can't get in. I changed the password, and I got an email from Skype that says, You're welcome, keep Skyping. Then I tried it again, and the same thing happened.
And are you using Windows 7 or 8?
I think it's Windows 7.
So is it a problem logging into your Skype account, or is it a problem trying to open a Skype call?
When I click on Skype, it used to be a yellow thing on Skype. Now it's all gray, and I'll turn it on right now. And
but it accepts your username and password, okay.
It says, I sign in,
yeah.
And then when I go back in to Skype, okay, here it is. What it says, I get a blue thing. It says, alternative sign-in with Microsoft account or Facebook on the side, or create a new account, which I did create a new account, and I got an email from Skype and told me, you're okay now, keep Skyping.
Well, right. Now you have to log in with that new account information.
So I did.
It's asking you to log in. That screen you're on is asking you to log in.
I tried that, and it's not working. And same thing, I went on the Skype chat line. It's not just us. I guess other people have the same problem.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people are having the problem. And, wow, this is interesting.
I got a, just to give you a little background, I got a thing from McAfee and also a thing from Skype. It came on quick, and I was in the middle of something, so I said, remind me later. It never came back, and that's when the problem started. And on the chat, in Skype, they're saying that somebody had the same problem.
Yeah, so, a lot of people are clearly having the same problem. Unfortunately, I can't we're blocked.
Can't get this guy.
From the sites to take a look at some of the answers.
Well, uninstall and reinstall might work. I've got the proxy address if you want it.
Yeah, well, it won't help right now, but I'll get it from you in a minute.
Yeah, uninstall Skype, download the latest version from Skype.com and reinstall it and see if that helps. But it sounds like a login problem, not a use problem.
You know, I signed in, and I even changed. I got to open up, like, create a new account, which I did. And then, you know, I got two messages on Skype. It kept saying, keep on Skyping, you know, you're all set.
Right. Skype will send you an email that your account is set up, but you still then have to log in to the Skype program with that account information.
You mean sign in or log in?
Whatever it said. Yeah, sign in and log in are synonymous.
Yeah, which I did. I signed in. Every time I sign in, the blue circle keeps going around.
Yeah, and it never actually connects. Every answer I'm finding says...
So it almost sounds like he's been hijacked. But he's been hijacked.
It's possible that he was hijacked. So
I just logged into Skype, and I'm making my Skype test call, so
yeah,
it's working on my iPad.
It's working today. Here's what I might suggest you start with. Did you recently do an update?
On Skype or on the...
On Skype.
No. What happened was, like I said, I got that little window that came on the side that says, you know, update or upgrade or whatever it was, but it came on so quick and off that I was in the middle of something. By the time I got there, it went off, and that's when the problem started. And it seems like other people have had the same problem.
Yeah, a lot of people have had the same problem. And, yes, what seems to be happening is you're using Windows 7, yes?
Correct.
Is it 64-bit?
Let's see. To be honest with you, I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. 33 years old, yes.
Yeah. There's a recent update that's causing a lot of people trouble.
Okay.
What you want to do is go to your... Oh, dear. Let me think. How to tell you how to do this easily. The problem, I think, is in the preferences. So we have to remove your preferences, which means you're going to have to remember your username and password. So what you want to do is, if you click the Start button... there's a little run box, and next to it you can type.
Start button on what?
The start button on Windows itself.
Just on Windows, okay.
Yeah, lower left corner.
Lower left corner?
Yeah. The start button.
Pardon me?
The regular Windows start button.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. What you want to do is from that, click Start, and you'll see the little run box.
Wait, let me see run.
Right at the bottom.
I don't see anything like that.
Is your toolbar at the bottom? Because you can move where
you're.
Yeah,
if you click the start button, so you can see all the programs and everything.
Right, that's what I got. I got all the documents and all that stuff, programs and.
You should see run.
Pardon me?
You should see run.
No, I don't. I got help support default programs. Let's see, all programs, command prompt, paint.
Command prompt.
Command prompt?
Yeah, click on that.
Hold on. Command prompt, okay.
And you should get a little box up.
Yeah, I did. Okay, yes, black box.
Okay, hold on. Stay on the line, Mendo. We have to take a quick break. But we'll stay on the line, and we'll come back to you after this break, okay? All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. Please, please remember we are in a pledge drive. We need your help. We only need a few hundred dollars this week to beat the polka guys. We'd love to do that, but we've had no calls yet. So please call us. We'll be back with more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit stopbullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov.
Listeners who listen on a regular basis may want to support Jazz 90.1 that way, too. If your budget is organized around monthly expenses, it may be more convenient to support Jazz 90.1 monthly as well. For example, a pledge of $10 a month would mean $120 a year in support. The payment amount you choose is automatically made each month directly from your credit or debit card. You can stop the monthly payment at any time, and we confirm each payment by email. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 monthly gift option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at www.jazz901.org. With the monthly gift option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
As a business owner, you know that to have a good business, you have to tell people about it. And when you tell Jazz 90.1 listeners about your business through underwriting, you get their attention because you are supporting the jazz programming they enjoy. Your simple, straightforward, and tasteful message will be heard by over 20,000 jazz listeners each week, and your business, along with contact information, will be listed at the Jazz 90.1 website. Best of all, underwriting Jazz 90.1 is inexpensive, and that's good for business, too. For more information, call the Jazz 90.1 business line at 966-2660. That's 966-2660. Make the connection to Jazz 90.1.
Remember, you can only deduct contributions to charitable organizations if you itemize deductions.
And now, your Jazz 90.1 weather.
Look for a mostly cloudy sky across Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes over the course of the day today. There'll be some pockets of lake snow early on and a few flurries as well. A brisk west-northwest wind will blow, the high temperature only into the mid-30s. Tonight brings patchy clouds and starlight, the low temperature into the middle and upper 20s. Any early clouds should give way to a considerable amount of sun later Sunday, the high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. With partly cloudy skies at 38 degrees out at the airport and 40 degrees here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Andy Hines. Join me with Andy's Mood every Sunday night from 9 to 11 on Jazz 90.1.
You ready? We're back, and we've got poor Mendo on the line, and he's listening to music. Welcome back. It's 44 minutes after the hour. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and Mendo from Rochester on the line. Mendo, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Here's what you need to do. From that command line that you've got there,
okay.
What you want to do is type CD, which is short for change directory. CD.
Oh, CD. Okay.
Change directory.
Okay.
Space.
Okay.
The percent sign. It's just shift 5.
Okay.
APP as in apple, pear.
Okay.
Data,
D-A-T-A.
And then another percent sign with no spaces except for that first one after CD.
Pardon me?
With no spaces in it except for that first one after CD.
Okay.
So it's CD space percent app data percent.
Correct.
Hit enter?
Yes. Oh, hit enter. Okay.
It should now put you into your application data folder.
Okay, it says user Siskovsky app data roaming.
Perfect. And if you were to do a D, if you were to type DIR, which is short for directory.
DIR. Oh, DIR.
Sorry.
Oh, directory. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And hit enter. You should see a folder called Skype.
Directory, let me see. Go, brother.
There'll be a lot of folders.
Yeah, I see it, yes.
Excellent. All right. Is Skype running right now?
Pardon me?
Is Skype running right now?
No, it's not. I mean, it's on the bottom as an icon, but I don't have it running, no.
All right. Click that icon. Make sure it's shut down. Just get completely out of Skype entirely.
Okay. Hold on. I can't get it off, Nick. It won't go off.
Try right-clicking on it and choose close.
Yeah, if you close the window.
Okay, it says, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's got it closed, right?
Okay, good. Yeah, it's gone?
My icon is still on the bottom, though.
Yeah, right-click on that icon.
Right-click, okay.
And choose close from there.
Okay. Was it closed window, right? Oh, close. I got Skype. Pin this program to test file closed window.
Close window. So this...
Left click.
This
or right?
This is the tab in the taskbar. This isn't the icon on the desktop.
Yeah, this is a taskbar, I guess.
Right.
Click close.
Yeah, click close.
Okay. Oh, the icon's still there.
Okay. Did you right click on the icon itself?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do it again and read me those choices, please.
Task. Quick Skype. Skype.
Quit Skype.
Oh, quick Skype. Okay. Quit Skype. Oh, I'm sorry. Left click or right.
You can left click on quit Skype.
Okay. Go there. Oh, here it goes. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay.
It may take a moment to quit, but it should quit.
What happened now? I got a whole bunch of stuff. Says advanced install, big boot, get on and on. There's like a whole thing coming. A kid that came up.
Okay. Well, that's just everything else behind your Skype program, whatever else you had open.
Yeah, just we don't need that up. Is the Skype icon gone?
No, it's still there. But all this other stuff must be from Skype came up.
Just say no to everything.
No?
No. Don't install anything. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Man, it's like, I don't know, it's got maybe 50 things on there.
Okay, now we know what your problem is. Your problem is you've got some sort of virus or extra programs that you've installed.
Oh.
You've been hijacked somewhere along the line. There's
wow.
Two things that you can do. One of them is painful in terms of time. The other one is a little bit painful in terms of money.
Oh, really?
You can either spend a lot of time trying to figure out what all those programs are and removing every one of them one at a time. Or you can take your computer to a reputable dealer and let them do it for you.
Oh, okay. Nick, I have one question, Nick. I mean, some of these file folders are like ARSA, BG, BG, boot.
He still has his app data folder open.
Oh, just close that window.
Oh, just close that window? Okay, hold on.
Well, that's his app data folder.
Okay,
yeah.
I closed it.
All right, that's different. Sorry, I forgot that was still open.
Okay.
But that icon is still there in the lower corner.
Correct.
Son of a pup. And if you right-click on it...
Okay, I'm right-clicking again. It says quit Skype. Skype, put this program to taskbar or close window.
No, select quit Skype.
Left-click?
Yes.
I'm getting back all those 50 things.
Yeah, because it just goes back to the window you had open.
No, he said he closed that window.
I closed it.
I'm sorry, Mendo.
Yeah, without seeing the screen, we can't.
I mean, there's like 50 things on there, all these files. It says file folder.
Yeah, you should just close that.
All right, well, I just X'd out of it. And
yeah.
Okay.
But the icon is still there.
Correct. See, what happens, Nick, when I turn it on in the morning, if the computer is off, okay?
Yeah.
I turn it on in the morning, Skype icon comes on by itself.
Skype does that. When you install Skype, it assumes you always want it running, and so
right.
It puts itself into the always run, so it always runs.
And even when it was running, when it was working for 2-3 years, that's always that happened, except it had the yellow thing in the middle of Skype. Now it's all gray. That means we can't use it, you know?
Right. But if you click on Skype to open up the Skype window, can you go to File, Quit Skype?
Okay. You mean the icon?
No. Click on the icon to bring up the actual Skype window that's gray now.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I can do that. Yeah. Okay. It says Skype name, which is mine, and then the password. I
right.
got to enter the password.
And you have a file. You have the menu choices, right? And in the file.
No.
It
wants me to sign in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, but there should be a menu bar in the top of that window.
Skype?
Yeah.
Tools or help?
Skype what and help?
Tools or help.
Okay, under Skype.
Okay, hold on. Let me click on that. It says close.
Yeah, close that. See
close but not quit?
Close but not quit. I'm not sure what I'm seeing, except that I think he's been hijacked and
yeah.
is preventing Skype from quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mendo, you're going to have to take your machine to somebody and let them clean it. And
oh, really?
It's going to need, I think, some serious cleaning.
Oh, really?
From what I'm hearing you say, and like I said, some things you really need to be looking at the screen to see what the solution is. But from what you're describing, it sounds to me like you've got something that's keeping Skype from closing, and it's and you need to get that cleaned out before you can move on.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. But,
sorry.
You know, Nick, the funny part was in the past, once in a while, Skype won't come on when it was working well.
Right.
And then I had to click on the main icon to get it back on.
Yeah,
the
you could have started right. having part of the issues of being hijacked.
Oh,
sometimes okay. hijacking comes in all forms of degrees. I mean, you can get a little. So where you can still do it, and it's trying to do it. Some of them will do it secretively behind the backgrounds, and you
yeah.
really don't notice it. And then you start adding more and more, and then all of a sudden it becomes very obvious that you're not getting to where you want to go. It's doing redirects and everything else, and just all of a sudden a lot of programs just totally aren't working.
Oh, I was wondering, because for a while there I was getting these people, weird people, wanting to Skype with me, you know,
yeah.
be my Skype friend. I never opened them up. And because yep. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's a very common problem.
Yep.
But now, what do I do with this black screen that says the Skype directory? Should I click on it or should I X out of that next?
X out of everything and,
oh, really?
And take it to somebody and let them deal with it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem, Nick. We'll have a cup of coffee at the market.
It's a deal.
And if you come up with any good ideas, let me know, will you?
I absolutely will. Thanks, Mendo.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller, what? No?
Give me a minute.
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, you can't give me a minute at the top of the show, but I have to give you a minute now? Is
yeah.
that what I'm seeing? Is that how it works?
Wait a minute.
You can't help me, but I have to help you.
You want
to
see how this works?
Yeah, I know how this works.
You ain't getting on the air no matter what you do.
Except he projects enough that the other mics will pick him
that's
up.
That's right. You can still hear
him. And I can shut him down, too.
Could have shut down all our mics.
You forget. You guys can turn your mics on and off. You can raise the volumes and everything else. But ultimately,
you're the man.
I'm the person here, and I can either make it or break it when you get on the air. So I'm doing this and answering the phone. You guys are sitting there.
You
don't give me any trouble.
You give him a little bit of power. Just
yep.
a little bit of power.
Damn right.
All right. We'll just keep on mumbling. The reality is that, unfortunately, and Mendo falls into this category, and I'm sorry, but the reality here is that there are way, way too many parameters for something like that. When you start having hijack on top of hijack on top
yeah.
of hijack, somebody's got to be looking at that machine in order to actually clean it out. There's far too much going on that to be able to handle that easily.
Now, here you go, sir. I took the next call.
Well, I've got
Thank
the next
you.
Two calls over here.
Oh. Didn't yeah. notice you had written them down. Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
Our next caller, now that we can get to him, now that we're allowed, is Mark from Penfield.
Watch
Welcome,
it.
Mark. What's
Watch
your
it.
Question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just curious, on your last caller, why wouldn't you just have him control, alt, delete, and end the process?
Because if it's a hijack, it's not good. We tried to have him close the thing entirely, and it wouldn't close. And we might be able to get him to end it, but now at this point, who knows what's running in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, that's like I say, a lot of these rootkits will slowly start to take over your machine little by little, because that was the whole thing on rootkits. They wanted to try to run in the background so you didn't notice them, because that's the whole thing, root. And they want to be very inconspicuous. But now more and more of them are trying to get in on the root boot up, and you just get three and four of them, and then all of a sudden now it's like, oh, forget it. This machine ain't going anywhere. So you try to get out to the web or get mail or start this program or that program.
Right.
And all those little rootkits are fighting each other to get block you.
And if he's still running those things in the background, and I tried to get him to fix Skype, because there's actually, the fix is kind of easy, but I'm not going to bother to mention it because
right.
it won't work if it's being hijacked in the background.
You
that
got it.
Has to be fixed first.
Yeah. Yeah, well, speaking of running stuff in the background, this is the reason why I was calling. I have an XP machine. It's about 2008. Works great. I use it for work all the time. Except now, the clock doesn't work. And it wouldn't be a big deal except, you know, my antivirus doesn't, you know, I create documents, nothing changes.
Right.
I've tried to uncheck the, you know, download time from Windows or choose a different Windows server. Nothing affects it. I'll reboot.
You gotta change the battery.
The clock. The date does not change. Any suggestion?
Have you changed the battery?
Well, I've run it on battery and I've run it on AC.
No.
Is this a laptop or desktop?
Laptop.
A laptop. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. There's an internal battery that keeps all that information when it's not plugged in.
Okay.
And that has to be replaced. That's why it's losing the date and the time, and it'll slowly lose all the information, knowing the hard drive and all that other stuff. And
yeah, if the battery's bad, even if it's plugged in, wouldn't the clock still work if it was on AC power?
Somewhat. But see, there's an internal lithium battery that keeps all that information. The main part of that power pack is to keep the main power source, your battery pack, charged. Not so much the little internal battery that is, you know, keeping track of the time in your BIOS information.
Okay. I think of it like a car where, you know, if you have your car running, it charges everything.
No, this...
AC, it doesn't charge.
Yeah, you know, no, this is independent, and it needs... it's usually, what, it's 2032 wafer battery.
Okay.
Sometimes... Right. Oh, wait a minute. Laptops. Yeah, laptops could be different. Yeah, you're going to have to... probably take it to some place and have them do it, because usually it requires taking the lap part apart.
But you also said that you've got it trying to sync with an internet server.
Yeah, so if you go under clock properties or control panel clocks, there's a tab that says date time, adjust date time.
Yep.
And it'll automatically, you know, this is a Windows screen. It'll choose a server where it gets the time reference.
Right.
And you can use a drop-down menu.
And then
try
when you,
different drop-downs and nothing.
And then when
has
you click the update
it.
Now button, it still doesn't work?
No. Well, you hit OK and apply, and nothing happens. I mean, the clock will stay at the same time no matter what.
Yeah, there's an update now button that's supposed to. All right, hold on. Don't hang up. We got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes. With a lot more sound bites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Buying Girl Scout cookies probably looks very simple. You just buy a few boxes from a Girl Scout and that's it, right?
But you wouldn't believe the skills we learn by the whole experience of selling them. Ask us about our inventory. We have something for every taste. Notice our new boxes. They tell the story of what we do.
Ask us where the money goes. Our team gets to decide.
When a Girl Scout sells you cookies, she's building a lifetime of skills and confidence. This is what a girl can do. Girl Scout cookie season is here. Find your cookies at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hey, listen here. If you'd like to support Jazz 90.1 as a member, but can't commit to a single payment, consider becoming a Jazz 90.1 Jazz-O-Matic member. It works like this. Each month, we bill your credit or debit card for a specified amount. Say, for example, you'd like to contribute $10 a month to Jazz 90.1, but you don't want to send us a check for $120. As a Jazz-O-Matic member, your $120 contribution is spread out over the entire year, so it's just $10 a month. Very affordable. For more information on supporting Jazz 90.1 as a monthly Jazz-O-Matic member, call 966-5299 and say, "Make me Jazz-O-Matic," or pledge online at jazz901.org. And thanks for supporting Jazz 90.1, Jazz-O-Matic.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Gaetano's Bakery. Gaetano's Bakery was established in 1985 and is a family-owned and operated bakery offering Easter bread, St. Joseph's bread, ricotta pies, pumpkin, and banana breads. They also offer a full catering menu. Gaetano's Bakery is located at 1439 West Ridge Road in Greece. For more information, you may visit their website at gaetanos.com or call 865-7810. That's 865-7810.
WBGT My 18 is a proud supporter of Jazz 90.1. We invite you and your family to watch our family programming Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. for Better TV, featuring health and wellness issues for women. Better TV, 10 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday on WBGT My 18, a proud supporter of Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. We have Mark from Penfield still on the line. Mark, if you set the time by hand once the machine is running, does it keep the time?
No.
No?
No.
Now I'm thinking hardware. We're all thinking, Steve brought it up, we're all thinking it's hardware. You may need, of course, this machine is 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
So it might behoove you to take the machine to somebody and have them do a diagnostic. Find a reputable dealer. If it's a name brand, find somebody who is qualified to work on that brand.
I actually got, as bizarre as it sounds, I actually got an extended warranty on it. It's still covered. It's a Dell.
Perfect.
So I might just ship it back to them and have them look it at it.
Yeah. Perfect. I
did find a couple of things about a Dell BIOS problem preventing the clock from working, and a BIOS update fixed it.
Oh, okay.
So they may well be able to do that, but it's clearly a hardware problem. If setting it by hand doesn't make the clock work, it's hardware.
It's not getting a clock signal from the clock chip.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Most likely.
All right, I'll definitely check that out. I'll send a note to Dell. I have one other quick question if you guys
go.
Can do it.
Fast.
Fast is I record presentations. I record people online to do presentations, and I don't want to use Skype. Because the audio quality isn't great. Is there a service that is Skype-like? If I give them a good headset mic, that I can get good fidelity. It doesn't sound like a phone. It sounds more of a like a CD or FM radio.
Well,
there's dedicated video conferencing software.
There's also Google Hangouts, which we're on right now. We've got only three people on it right now, Jack is showing us the radio ratings. But the thing about any of these is the quality of audio and video from the other person's end depends entirely on their internet connection.
Sure.
And has nothing to do with you, and also their computer. But one of the things that Google's Hangouts lets you do, as I'm doing right now, is you can record to your YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
Directly. So when you do that, for example, as I'm doing now, as the system sends out the thing, and you can have up to a total of 10 people all sharing video simultaneously.
Okay.
You can record that as it happens, and it will be available for everyone to see and hear on Google Plus, on YouTube, shortly after you end it.
And if you Google video chat, you'll find a bunch of other programs for doing video chat. There's one called Uvu that I've played with, OOVOO. It looks like there's dozens of different chat programs. And then a commercial program like WebEx for commercial video conferencing is popular with businesses, but that can get expensive.
But in any case, the reality is that if you're finding that the other end is it always the same person who doesn't sound good? So
what I've done historically is I've shipped a presenter a headset mic, and they hook up to their laptop, and I had them either connect through Skype or just call through the phone if I can't get a good audio connection, and I record them remotely.
Right, but you've got a couple of things going on there. One is the quality of their internet connection. The other is the quality of your internet connection, and the third is the quality of the signal that actually gets to the program you're saving with. And it'll degrade all along that way. And then there's also how powerful is your machine, and is it straining to do all of that at once?
I do a lot of, or watch a lot of video podcasts from Leo Laporte on This Week in Tech, and they built something called the Skypeosaurus, a dedicated PC running nothing but Skype for each of their video callers, so that they're not sharing processor power or bandwidth between different calls. And they have pretty good luck with Skype, but every now and then it does glitch out, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, right, because it isn't not... You know, only a third of a call is in your control.
Right.
So I'm not sure I have an answer for you. I would certainly try the other things, like if it's just audio, Google Talk.
Yeah, no, I didn't consider that. It's a good idea. I will try that out.
Then you're not using any video bandwidth. You're not using any of your bandwidth for the video.
There's Facebook.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing any video. Yeah, it's just audio.
Right. Now, there's Facebook messaging, but that uses Skype, right?
Right. So, Skype, you can make audio calls, but it's still, you know, if you use something that's wholly and solely audio, you may find it's lighter and therefore uses less bandwidth.
Okay.
So at least try Google Talk is all I can suggest.
Yeah, I will give it a shot.
All right.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. All right.
In the olden days, that was a dedicated line between one and the other, you know, usually ISDN or even a Switch 56, and you'd pay, you know, several grand a month for that.
Yep. All right, our next caller is our friend Linda from Greece, New York. Hello, Linda, what's up?
Oh, hi, guys. Okay, Nick, I sent you an email about a week and a half ago, and I told you my phone number, and I told you I had T-Mobile prepaid.
Yep, I know. I got that.
Okay. I still am not getting those.
Doggone it. you know what?
Okay. Now, my question to you is, I got a few other ones. I've changed my phone. I got a brand new phone.
Ooh, nice.
I got an LG Optimus L9.
Ooh.
You know how I got it? I got it from HSN for $35 a month.
Nice. Not bad at all.
Okay. You mentioned Google Now. I went and I read an article on Google, and it said it's not available for this phone yet.
Well, yeah, you need.
I got Jelly Bean 4.0.
Yeah, you need both. See, here's the problem. What's happened with Android is something that has not happened with the iPhone at all. There's been a little bit of a scattering of what's available across phones because Google kind of left it up to everybody, thinking, you know what, who's not going to want everything? Well, apparently there are people who don't. Not end users, but companies. And so one of the things that Google is now talking about is redoing their contracts with people to make sure everybody gets the latest and greatest. But yeah, Google Now is a pretty nifty thing, but it's not available on every phone just yet. It should be available on anything with Jelly Bean, but apparently it's not.
Yeah, I know, because I read an article and it said something about Optimus 9 has got Jelly Bean 4.0. It may be coming out in a couple of weeks. But what is Google Now?
Well, Google Now is essentially, it's kind of like your butler.
Your personal assistant, Apple calls it. Siri is Apple's version of it.
Yeah. And basically what happens is when I scroll up from the bottom of my screen, just swipe straight up to the top, up comes Google Now, and it shows me a couple of things, the current temperature, if there's a game I'm interested in, it'll tell me the score. If there's, you know, whatever, it knows. It learns over time what you're interested in.
Oh.
Right? One of the things is it tells me all day long how long it will take me to get home from work, and that's just cruel.
Oh, that is cool.
No, cruel. Because I'm sitting at work thinking I got another six
cruel.
Hours before I can leave.
Cruel. Cruel. Okay.
Yeah. yeah, it's just cruel. But it will also tell me, for example, the other day I had a meeting to go to, and it told me that I had, if you want to make this, it was an off-campus meeting. If you want to make this meeting, you need to leave now.
Oh, so what I've got is I have got Cozy. It's an organizer for all my appointments. Would Google Now take care of that?
Google Now would take care of that if they were all in Google Calendar.
Well, I could put it in there. That's not a problem.
And then Google Now would do all that stuff because that's how it worked for me. I had this appointment in my Google Calendar, actually my work calendar. So it might work with Cozy. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I had this appointment, and all of a sudden my phone made this noise I'd never heard before. So I looked at it, and it said, based on traffic, if you want to make your appointment, you need to leave within 10 minutes.
Oh.
Holy moly, I thought. That's pretty nifty.
That's super duper.
And also, you can now ask it things. You've seen the commercial where the lady says, Google, Martin Van Buren, and then she has to make that Martin Van Buren costume for her kid real quick.
Uh-huh.
That's Google Now. You can ask it anything.
Wow.
In fact, we went to see my daughter in college, and there was a whole bunch of stuff we wanted to know about. Where's this? Where's that?
Uh-huh.
You know, what's the phone number for whatever? And you know, everybody said, well, I can look that up. And I would just swipe my phone and say, Google, what's the phone number for blah, blah, blah?
Oh, wow. Okay, now you've got a sophisticated phone.
Yes.
On my phone.
Well, not anymore, no.
Well, on my phone that I have now, if it's sitting down, it's using a lot of battery. T-Mobile gave me a lot of bloatware, which I can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Now, my phone was sitting there, and it went down 20% without me even using it.
Yeah, a lot of these things will have. Part of the problem, of course, is that because we can put so much junk on our phones, we do. But some of it just comes with the phone.
That came with the phone.
Some of that stuff you can turn off. Some of it you really can't.
No, T-Mobile put a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
I know I went in there, and if I could uninstall it, I did, but I couldn't.
Yeah, a lot of it you just can't, and there's
well,
not
some
much
of them
you
can go
that.
In and turn it off, whether they're running or how soon they go up and check for updates and everything else. Sometimes right. that you can trim that down instead of having to check for an update, say every 2 minutes, you can have a check maybe yeah. every 24 hours.
And if you're not using a Bluetooth headset, you can turn off your
I'm
Bluetooth.
Not, but I do use Wi-Fi calling all the time because reception in my house is terrible. So that's why I there, got this phone, because it has Wi-Fi calling.
That can do it, too. When your cellular reception is weak, the phone cranks up the power to the antenna to try to bring the signal in. And
yeah,
so that drains the battery faster.
Bar if I don't have that on.
Yeah. Well, you might turn off cellular but leave Wi-Fi on, and that may help.
Yeah. Steve, okay, this is my last question, then I'll get off. A couple of weeks ago when I called to get my computer on my iPad, I did everything, and I can't get it to work. But I do have AppleCare. Should I call them and find out why it's not working?
Yeah, they could probably help you with that. You may need to make an appointment at the Genius Bar in Eastview Mall because, like our earlier caller, sometimes you just have to see the screen to know why it's not working.
Yeah, but I'm saying Genius Bar can't help me if my computer is home.
You'd have to bring your computer and your iPad. Yeah.
Oh no! My computer is so big I couldn't carry it.
Yeah, give them a call at least see what they say. Certainly, you've paid for the service.
Okay. Okay, you got ready for one quick more question?
Very fast.
Okay, I have Geek Squad, okay? He says turn my computer on every Tuesday night. What are they doing?
Turn it on or turn it off?
Turn it on so they can update it. What are they doing?
Well, hopefully they're just making sure you've got the latest Windows updates and the latest AV updates and program updates and things like that.
Yeah, because
Tuesday.
That's what I'm wondering, you know.
Tuesday
is what? Because I've got a password. They just want me to turn it on, and they can update things.
So they must have their own password.
Yeah, they must. Tuesday is the day that Microsoft puts out all their updates.
Oh, that's maybe one.
But it's the first Tuesday of the month.
Well,
second Tuesday of the month. Yeah,
telling somebody just turn it on every Tuesday
is easier.
A lot easier
yeah. And I wonder if they have some customers on Tuesday, some on Wednesday, some on Thursday.
That's possible.
Yeah,
so they don't do everybody every day.
Yeah, because he told me, he says leave your computer on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a little note on my computer. Turn on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to give them a call and ask them what they're doing, they certainly should tell you that. It's your computer. But I don't think it's anything nefarious.
Okay. So am I ever going to get this notification or not?
Well, I'm really confused. You're one of the few who's not getting it at all.
I didn't get it either.
Well, I've got a new phone. Maybe I should set up with this phone because I've got a new phone.
Well,
or is it just based on the phone number?
It's the same phone number?
Yeah, same phone number.
But it's still T-Mobile.
No T-Mobile prepaid.
I don't know. Let me look into it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. I don't know. We're still having a little problem with my minders. I don't know what it is. I've tried everything. They've tried everything. We're working on a few more other things. I don't know what's going on. Some T-Mobile. If any T-Mobile people are getting the announcement, please let me know. If you're a T-Mobile customer and you haven't signed up, please do. So we can figure this out. Listen, before we go back to the phones, I have been remiss. We have not talked about this at all because we've been so busy with every other thing as if that were more important. Here's the important thing. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. We talk about this all the time. We only do this twice a year. We're not a commercial station. We don't have 20 minutes of commercials every hour. We don't inundate you with shoe ads and car ads and lawyer ads, and we don't do any of that stuff. But twice a year, we need to come to you to ask you to pledge, to be part of the Soundbites family, to be part of the family here at Jazz 90.1 and keep us on the air. We don't get any money from anybody else. Don't believe it. We don't get federal money, state money, county money, local money, city money,
Zip.
Town money. We don't get money from anybody. We get money from you. We are, when we say member supported, we ain't kidding. And we're not hedging either. The reality is this is where we get our money from you. So please, please give us a call. We need your help to keep this station on the air. We haven't had a single call yet this week, and that disappoints me. Frankly, it disappoints me. So please give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll take a couple of minutes off to let you do that so you don't miss the show, and then we'll be right back with Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
If you enjoy the music on Jazz 90.1, you can thank the members and underwriters of Jazz 90.1. Or, better yet, join them and become a member yourself. As a member of Jazz 90.1, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you will feel so good hearing your support at work, keeping the jazz music you care about on the radio and the internet. Becoming a member is easy, and you may be eligible for a tax deduction. Just call 966-5299 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Remember, you can only deduct contributions to charitable organizations if you itemize deductions on your Schedule A Form 1040.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Gaetano's Bakery. Gaetano's Bakery was established in 1985 and is a family-owned and operated bakery offering Easter bread, St. Joseph's bread, ricotta pies, pumpkin, and banana breads. They also offer a full catering menu. Gaetano's Bakery is located at 1439 West Ridge Road in Greece. For more information, you may visit their website at gaetanos.com or call 865-7810. That's 865-7810.
Now listeners can become members of Jazz 90.1 with the convenience of affordable installments. A pledge at the $100 level, for example, could be made in five $20 installments, paid automatically, monthly or biweekly, with each payment confirmed by email, using your credit or debit card. You can make your pledge by phone or securely online at www.jazz901.org. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 installment pledge option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at jazz901.org. With the installment payment option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1.
When you underwrite the programming of Jazz 90.1, you make your business known to people who enjoy jazz as much as you do. Your on-air message is short and tasteful, making it easy to remember, with basic information about your business, including how to reach you. Underwriting is economical, too. To find out more about underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
Did you know 26 million Americans have kidney disease and most don't know it?
The day I was diagnosed, I didn't know what to do. I called the National Kidney Foundation, and the young lady who answered stayed on the phone with me and walked me through step by step. She, too, was surviving kidney disease. And she showed me there could be life after kidney disease.
Visit the National Kidney Foundation at kidney.org. Now you know.
Here's the latest Jazz 90.1 weather forecast.
Look for a mostly cloudy sky across Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes over the course of the day today. There'll be some pockets of lake snow early on and a few flurries as well. A brisk west-northwest wind will blow, the high temperature only into the mid-30s. Tonight brings patchy clouds and starlight, the low temperature into the middle and upper 20s. Any early clouds should give way to a considerable amount of sun later Sunday, the high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. With partly cloudy skies, it's 37 degrees out at the airport and 38 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Tom Pethick. Please join me tonight for Artistry in Jazz from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we do finally have people to thank. Thank you so much for calling in. Did I mention at the beginning of the show our friend Scott, who made a very generous pledge during
No,
the week?
We didn't. We were remissed.
I was remiss, and I apologize for that. Our friend Scott, who is always good to the show in so very many ways. Thank you very much. He pledged securely online at jazz901.org during the week. Just like the 300 and plus of you download the podcast every week and have not pledged.
And all the calls. Well, going back to the pledge drive there just for a second. Because you're
going to be gone now, right?
What?
The podcasts are gone?
That particular podcast. Yeah, the podcast. Well, I saved them all.
But we can't upload.
You can't upload today, no.
But the number of folks, you know, that, you know, just. Today,
well,
the questions that we have answered, you know, and every time I've been picking up the phone saying, you calling with a pledge? No, I got a question, though. It's like, yeah, guess what? If you don't start pledging, we ain't going to be here to answer the question.
Thank all of you that have pledged in the past week.
Yes, and you know what?
Well, and Joanne, who pledged, thank you very much.
Yep.
And our friend Al,
yep,
who pledged, thank you so much.
But we still need others to pick up the phone and give us a call.
We do, we do. And how do you do that? Well, it's very easy. You call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Most of the year, we come to you without anything at all. We just come to you and give you answers to your computer questions. Twice a year, we ask that you make a pledge, that you join the Soundbites family, that you help keep this show on the air.
Really.
That's really all we're asking you to do. Trust me when I tell you, we don't get the money. We would love to keep this show on the air. That only happens if this station stays on the air. That only happens if you pledge. It's a real direct result. If you turn on the show some Saturday and we're not here, you know why. It's your fault. I'm sorry. Right. That's simple truth.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the way it's going to work. I don't really need to say anymore. That's how it's going to work. I know there are a lot of you who don't care. You're only listening because you can. You've never pledged. You don't care to pledge. Turn off the radio. I'm not talking to you. I don't really care. I want to talk to the people who know that keeping this station on the air is a public commitment that we have made, and we need your help to do it. And the only way we do it is if you make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Think about it. Think what this show means to you. If it means nothing to you, turn off the radio. If it means something to you, then please make that pledge and give us some money. It doesn't matter how much. It can be a small amount. It can be a large amount. We would love it to be a large amount, but we need about another $25,000 in this pledge drive. We'll stop asking the minute we meet that goal. So whatever you can do to bring us closer to that goal will help us immeasurably. We want to keep this show on the air. We want to keep this station on the air, but we cannot do that alone. So please make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And just think about the folks that have called and the folks that, you know, we've told them, well, do this, this, and this. And it's literally saved them from a service call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on an average, I can guarantee you, for some of these machines and that and the stuff that we're offering them, we've saved most of these folks a couple $100.
Right.
You know, and we've got an entry level right now at $90. And with the $90, you get what we call the membership card. And this membership card gets you some real great deals at various restaurants around the city where you can get like a 2-for-1. And we have that list listed on our webpage. If you go to jazz901.org, you can see what you'll get for that $90 and saving you additional money there. You know, so, I mean, we're saving folks money all the way around. So twice a year, we come to you and ask you to please pick up the phone and give us a call.
Please do. And you already know the numbers. We want to thank Ed, who I almost read Steve, but that's the person who took the call. I want to thank Ed for his donation. Thank you so much for keeping us on the air, Ed and Al and Joanne and Scott, who joined last week's callers, Dan and Gary and George and Mark and Harris and David and Steve and the anonymous person and Betty and Danielle and Rich and Gary and Betty and Ray. And we want to thank each and every one of you. It's you folks who keep this show on the air.
Let's see if this went. Mario? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Jason?
Yes, okay. Jason from Altoona.
Did the wrong one. Okay, go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead, Jason. Well, who ahead next?
Sorry, I didn't realize you were waiting for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
First things first, I am a member. I'm just waiting on an email from Rob to verify whether or not my last bid or last donation was for 6 months or a year. Second, for the guy who
clearly
was
6 months.
Trying to record... Sorry?
Clearly 6 months. Sorry, gotcha. Go ahead.
For the guy who was trying to do the recording with the Skype, the one thing he may want to consider, I know when they do Skype on Twit, they somehow set it up so that it's a direct connection. They use the Skype system to place the initial call, but after that, the actual call is a point-to-point direct.
Right.
So they don't really use Skype.
Well, yeah, they use the Skype software, and the way most Skype calls work is they get routed through different routers around the world to distribute the load. There is a preference, and I don't remember how offhand, inside of Skype, that so you create a point-to-point Skype connection between you and the other end directly through the Internet. And so that cuts down on some of the latency and issues that you might have going through other routers.
Right. Nice.
And then when they first started Security Now, that was how they were initially doing it for the audio stream.
Right. Oh. And then they built the Skypeosaurus so that every one of their guest callers had their own computer running on.
Right.
Thanks. It might
excellent.
Be an idea. It might not work for them. I couldn't tell, but it was just a thought.
No, it's an excellent
one
idea.
Last thing was with the service call for people calling in who are looking for money. Maybe you could add maybe like a credit towards a free hour or a discounted hour of service at one of the shops for when they've got to bring it in.
If a shop would like to make that offer, they can certainly do that. They can call the station during the week and talk to one of the folks there and set that up. That's a great idea.
Not offhand, just, no. You'd
have to just a thought. So.
That's a great
keep
idea.
Keep up the good works, and we'll see, talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason, thank you doubly for those ideas and for being a member. Remember, it's easy enough to be a member. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I want to thank everybody. We had a good week last week. Not better than the polka guys.
Yeah, but
and this week we're also not better than the polka guys, and we could do that. All you have to do is make the call. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you listening to the show who are not calling, and I don't know what to do to make you call. I don't know what we're not providing you that's worth a little money. Apparently, we're not doing something right. I wish we were. I don't know
what
it is, but we're doing what we can, and we need you to make that call to keep us on the air. If we're not on the air next year, you know why.
Because Rob could very easily just say, you know what, okay, this isn't working. Because
he would have no choice. If we're not helping to keep this station on the air,
exactly,
then something else has got to take our place.
He has no other alternative to than to sit there and say, well, we tried.
This is not a charity. This is
no, I mean, he brought us on. I mean, granted, we've been doing this for 23 years. And, you know, we've got a great audience out there, and, you know, they are very supportive. But you know what? That support's got to keep continuing, just like we continue to come here each week. And we don't get paid for this.
We don't.
No? You didn't get the memo?
That explains something. Explains the lack of checks from this place.
In the past 23 years, yeah. No lie.
In fact, we pay them in our pledges.
Yes! We even are pledge members. So you know what? We come to you folks every week. We're here every Saturday, you know, taking the time and, you know, answering your computer questions. So at least you could pick up the phones twice a year and make a small donation.
Because right now we're kind of not feeling the love. Let me be completely honest with you. We are not feeling the love. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Our next caller is Mario. Mario, are you a member?
No, but I told him I'd pledge if he could answer my question.
Oh, I see. It's a contingency pledge. All right, go ahead. What's your question?
It's better than nothing. My problem's a rootkit problem.
Yeah.
Here's my issue is I've got two computers. One's an old XP, about 8 years old. The other one's like a new Windows 7, about 5 months old. And one day I was looking down, I wasn't doing anything, and I noticed a whole bunch of traffic on my modem.
Yeah.
So I went out, bought a new router, blocked a bunch of ports, got a new modem from the Frontier, and used their firewall, and it's reduced it because I do a netstat-ob.
Yep.
And I can actually see them. So now, yesterday, I've been working with Dell, and yesterday they replaced my hard drive on my new machine.
Wow.
And we reloaded from CD. I mean, up to now, we've been just blowing away the partition and reloading, and he kept coming back yesterday.
Well,
put
sure.
in a new hard drive, and he's gone.
Yeah.
So now my problem is I've still got it on the old machine, and I've still got it on all the external drives and thumb drives that I'm going to copy back to the new machine. I don't want to get them...
Yeah.
Start it over again.
Yeah.
So what do I do? I'm trying to run something called GMER that I found on the web to try to get rid of the rootkits, and they found four processes so far, but it's still going.
Hijack this. Hijack this does a good job.
Yeah, GMER is supposed to be pretty good.
Yep, that
I
one
honestly
also.
Don't know much about it, but... what I have read and what I have heard about is pretty good. But the problem is, as everyone will tell you, including the folks at GMER, it will attempt to remove them.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily know if it's going to remove them. The only sure way to remove this stuff is to take the hard drive out. Make it the second drive in another computer and clean it.
Yeah.
Because if the rootkit runs, then it will take over the machine. If the rootkit and prevent you from cleaning it out. If the rootkit is not running, that is to say, it's the secondary drive and therefore not the booted drive.
Okay.
You have a much better chance of
yes.
being safe. Now, that same thing applies to all of your
thumb drives. External drives.
And well, external drives.
Well, hopefully out there you just have data, and it shouldn't be booting off of those. So as long as you just grab the data.
Well, but you
yeah,
certainly
but can I
should...
safely connect to them without having to transfer back to the new computer?
Well,
that's been
here's the deal. Here's the deal. You need to make sure in your system... that you're only connecting to them as data and not
right.
as a bootable drive.
Correct.
That, in fact, you've turned off run programs automatically. If you do that, you should be fairly safe. But you have to do that ahead of time. Again, my suggestion is take all those things to a professional and let them clean it out.
I was going to say, I've called Dave's shop a couple of times. They haven't returned my call.
Unbelievable.
I'm waiting for Dan to call me. I talked to him.
Yeah, well,
those messages Friday.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I will apologize, and Dan went out for some hand surgery.
Ouch.
Yeah, he was had a little snowboarding accident and had to have a pin put in his hand.
Ouch.
Yeah, so I apologize for that. It's not that he is trying to ignore anybody, so anybody out there that he does own a phone call, I guarantee you this coming week, you know, he's been slowly coming back and getting back into it. But even at his young age,
yeah.
he's learning you don't come back as, you know, as
quickly.
Easily as you do when you're in your teens.
Man, that is the truth.
So, yeah, you know.
I just figured out it was a root kit problem when they replaced the drive yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
Like I say, just give Dan a, you know, if he doesn't give him a buzz on Monday or Tuesday, like I say, I apologize. But
no, I can understand that one.
It just seems so funny. You see him walking around with this fluorescent green.
Ouch.
Which finger was it?
It's the pointer. Yeah, it was the pointer. So, you know, and yeah, it's down in there, and he had
so
to hit
all week long,
in the
I'm
wrist.
Number one. I'm number yeah. one. Yeah.
At least it wasn't the middle one. Yeah. I did have that habit one time. I did it going around like, no.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Don't go there. Don't go yeah. there. Anyways, Nick, I sent you a message also. I didn't receive anything. So
son of a pup. I don't, I'm.
Well, you get so much junk mail, your spam filters are set up high.
Well, there's that, but yeah, but this thing, here's, this week what we tried was using two separate numbers so that it we alternated.
Yeah.
So I'm beginning to think it's got something to do with, except I was receiving it. It doesn't matter. This is not the forum for that, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Thank you. Those who didn't get it this week, again, please let me know. Those of you who did, who had not been getting it before, please let me know. We'll figure it out. Nick at AskNick.com, A-S-K-N-I-C-K. And let me thank our friend Gerd, who was kind enough to make a pledge. We very, very much appreciate that. We are inching slowly and slowly and slowly closer to our goal of keeping this station on the air and this show on this station. And the way we do that is with you. You're the people who make this happen. The only way it happens is if you make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online, jazz901.org, just the way Dave did. How do I know Dave pledged online? Because he's calling from Minnesota. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. And you know what? If Dave can call from freaking Minnesota, you can make the call, too. It's real easy to do. Just pick up the phone, make that call, help us stay on the air. It's up to you. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's you. You're the ones who keep us on the air. Please make that call. We're not feeling the love today. We're just not. We've got a few people who've been kind enough and generous enough to reach into their wallets and pledge, and that's great. But, you know, when we hear all week, I love your show, right now I don't really care. It's, you know, show the love. We need to keep this